News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Well, I mean, if you see similar services, like, for instance, the methadone clinics, you just see basically a massive congregation of individuals that don't make any difference whatsoever. There, you go up the Castle Street, you see a huge amount of antisocial behaviour, and you see a huge amount of drug taking, and you see a huge amount of actually drug buying and selling. So they cause a huge problem in that sense. The injection centres are not treatment centres. The idea that this is a safe injection centre is not true at all. So what we're looking for is actually treatment centres where you have rehabilitation and detoxification. Now, I was recently on the television with the minister, Catherine Byrne, and basically when this issue came up again, the minister cited that there was plenty of rehabilitation and plenty of bed spaces, and that turned out to be a complete and absolute lie. This, you know, safe injecting rooms has been driven by one particular business company who purport to represent the businesses, but it doesn't, because we know the business community are up in arms around it, which is the BID company. This is wrong. And as I say, it's not going to actually result in a safer city. It's not going to result in safer streets. It's going to result in, again, failed drug policy. So what I'm looking for here is treatment centres and also rehabilitation centres and detox centres. Again, the vast amount of addicts that I speak with want detoxification and they want treatment centres.
Okay.
And what this has been driven by is a money-making racket. And I think it's completely wrong and immoral.
Okay, Garrett McGovern, your response to that. Specifically, maybe start off with this issue about it being a magnet for antisocial behaviour, because a lot of people listening will identify with that.
Yeah, I mean, I would take umbrage a little bit with the idea that there are large treatment centres. I would be in agreement with Mannix that some of those large treatment centres, there is an issue with dealing outside. So I'm going to concede on that. But I've worked in this area for, this is my 20th year, and I've worked in various different settings, and there are many, many settings. I work in a lot of community projects, and you know, I don't see methadone treatment as sort of the end in which people think it is, and that is, you know, liquid handcuffs and all that sort of stuff. I work in an awful lot of areas to do an awful lot of other rehabilitation, and the idea that you have to be off methadone or off any medication to be rehabilitated, I just think is a false one. As a honeypot, I've heard that argument. The whole idea of these injecting centres, if you look at the nearly 100 or so worldwide, is actually to improve the situation on the street and improve the setting in which drug users use drugs, clean up the streets, reduce overdose risk, and reduce some of the disorder associated with injecting. And there is a culture within Dublin City of injecting, and we need to improve it. And this is an attempt to improve it.
Okay, it's about cleaning up the streets. This is happening anyway.
The term cleaning up the streets, I mean, the vast amount of people that are out there, like, you know, who are needing help are people who take opiates, they don't necessarily inject heroin. The vast amount of people who are injecting heroin on the streets, I meet them on a regular basis. They have homes, they score, they bang up and they're gone. So everybody's not going to use these particular facilities. So it's going to make absolutely no difference whatsoever. And again, with all due respects to my colleague here, you know, I mean, we haven't any experience of safe injecting rooms. So all the programs that are out there, the Mountjoy Jail, we're in community, that are trying to get people off drugs, trying to rehabilitate people and actually make preventative measures so they don't use drugs in the first instance, are now going to be told that it's okay to take drugs. They're going to be decriminalised. So come on down to, like, you know, Abbey Street, where the first one is going to be, and bang up to your heart's content. And it's going to make no difference whatsoever to the lives of the addicts. Okay. We need to build treatment centres
and Garrett
detox centres rather than injection rooms. And I would,
Garrett,
then maybe entertain this.
Mannix's point, it's carte blanche, as he puts it, to bang up to your heart's content.
Well, look, the injecting rooms are designed to attract drug users to inject. We have to get away from that. I mean, that horse is bolted. People are injecting, and there is very little we can do about people who want to inject. We're trying to make this safer for those people and also safer for the citizens. I mean, I work in a clinic. I actually work in the clinic Mannix is talking about, and just down the road from Leo Burdock's chip is a car park where kids play football. I saw three injectors injecting in there about 2 weeks ago. A place where people play. I mean, that can't be right. It cannot be right. We need some sort of place for people to inject safely.
But look, again, as I say, like, you know, we open up the Sherbourne Hotel tomorrow morning for people to inject safely. Not everybody's going to go there. It's not going to stop. We know this from the statistics out there worldwide.
Do we know this? Is that the case, Garrett McGovern, internationally? Is it the case that if you set up these centres, a lot of people still will not use them, and it doesn't solve the issue of on-street injecting.
We're looking at one centre in Dublin city centre. We have a huge injecting culture in every large city around this country, and there's a lack of available treatment. And the treatment that Mannix is talking about is detox centres. I mean, you have to remember that the peer-reviewed research, if you look at it in terms of what's successful, and people don't want to hear this, it's an uncomfortable truth, is opiate substitution treatment. That is the treatment that seems to have the best outcomes. Look at the research, and we don't have enough of that. Mannix talks about detox beds. I have to say, in the patients of mine who want to detox, and I encourage anybody who wants to detox, I believe the facilities are there. I've referred people into many places like Peter McVerry Trust and other such places.
So but the Peter McVerry Trust and places are all ad hoc. What we need is a proper response from the state. This is an ad hoc response driven by a minister, the former Minister for Drugs, Éoin O'Riordan, and also a lobbying
Garrett,
group. It has not been driven by the addicts. This is wrong. It's wrong.
Okay, let Garrett respond to that.
No, I don't think it's ad hoc. I mean, we've had this problem of injecting drug use in Dublin city centre right back to the 80s, possibly the 70s, but certainly the 80s into the 90s. Our response in terms of actually dealing with this, even for basic needle exchange and methadone treatment, was about 10 years too late anyway. And in a minute, Mannix, just let me finish. It's not ad hoc. This has been based on a number of evaluations of these centres around the world, and they certainly seem to improve the situation in terms of injecting, overdose risk, bloodborne virus transmission and public disorder.
All of that's completely and absolutely nonsense. It's totally and absolutely nonsense. There's no question about that. This is going to solve nothing. This is going to add more failure to already the present failure that's out there. There's no question about that whatsoever. And as I say, what we've missed about the point is here is that we're treating addiction here, and this is at the centre of it is addiction. And we're not treating the addiction. This is not treatment. This is ad hoc nonsense, and it's grandiose, and it's ethnic. It's a kind of a cleansing of the streets, which isn't going to work. I mean, know that from the statistics, and that's the issue there.
Gareth, I'll give you the last word. This will solve nothing,
well,
Mannix
we
says.
We don't have injecting centres yet, Mannix, and the problem is out there. So we have a problem that needs improving, and all we can do when we're looking at improving a problem is actually look at what the peer-reviewed research says. We're really bound by a lot of the studies around the world, and a lot of the studies say these centres do work. I strongly disagree with Max.
Well,
I don't give any
evidence is actually there, and I can send you in that evidence. It actually is there, and you know it's there. This is wrong by any man's language, and it's going to be catastrophic in whatever street it goes into.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Fact.